Hey there, thoughtful listener. What is your number one lead generation blocker? Head to upmyinfluence.com/quiz to find out right now. That's upmyinfluence.com/quiz, and I'll share why you aren't getting the intros and sales you deserve. We're also actively seeking guests for this daily commercial-free entrepreneur wisdom podcast. Agency owners, consultants, coaches, and B2B service providers, head to upmyinfluence.com/guest, and I'd love to promote your expertise to our amazing audience. Let's get on with the show. With us right now, the CEO and founder of the Coaching Masters, it is Lewis Raymond Taylor. Lewis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Josh. Pleasure to be here.
Your website is thecoachingmasters.com. And Lewis, tell me what you do with the Coaching Masters.
Well, it started off as me being a one-man band coach, and that kind of grew into a few team members, and now we're an ed tech platform. So we've got a platform called Coach App, which has some key functions on there called Connect, Grow, Meet, Exchange. Connect is our social media platform. Grow is our e-learning products. So we have a membership site. We have courses. We even have some modules on the Oculus headset and virtual reality. Meet is our global co-working spaces. And Exchange is our marketplace. And they're all designed to help brand new people who have never been exposed to the coaching industry before gain the relevant qualifications and also the business strategy in order to be able to qualify themselves as a coach and go out there and get clients and build what we call a freedom-based and passion-led online business. Because I'm speaking to you from Spain. I spent 3 years in Bali. I've lived in Dubai. I flutter around Europe and I just pick my laptop up and go wherever the wind takes me. And our entire team of 100 people are all remote working. And our entire business model is designed to help people create these coaching businesses. They can deliver online via Zoom calls and they can get their clients online via social media. So yeah, our business helps people create freedom-based, passion-led online coaching businesses.
So, you know, and I think, you know, for someone that's listening to us right now, you might be working professionally, you know, maybe you've thought about, you know, you've developed a lot of expertise in what you do. But is coaching, tell me, I mean, you could become a coach, I think, in anything. Most coaches that you're working with, do they settle into a specific professional niche?
Yeah, so what we teach is we teach the tools, techniques, models, and frameworks to actually be able to coach somebody. What a lot of people don't really know is what a coach actually is, even people that actually call themselves a coach. You'll find that they're actually consultants and they're giving advice and they're helping guide, support, empower, and all that sort of stuff. However, a coach is someone that asks challenging and thought-provoking questions. That's actually how the ICF define a coaching the coaching definition. So we teach the tools that you need to be able to coach someone, break down someone's limiting beliefs, shift their perspective, build their confidence, shift their identity. You know, there's so many things you can do through coaching and also NLP, which is a different strand, but you can really change people's lives in any area of their life. And then the coach, from a business perspective and a marketing perspective, will then decide, what am I passionate about? What audience do I want to try and serve? How can I be accurate in my messaging? And then they will then choose a path that they go down. And we've got everything from business to mindset, to spirituality, to empowerment, to health, to wealth, to things that are crazy, like mums with autistic children, or nurses that have made a mistake in their career, or men that are impotent, or, you know, it's basically down to them what they're passionate about and what they want to zone in on. But the coaching techniques remain the same.
Yeah. Why do we need coaches? Let's say someone might say, well, you know, isn't just watching YouTube videos and reading blogs or listening to podcasts, isn't that just enough? Why do we need to work with a coach?
Yeah.
Why might we want to work with a coach?
Yeah, well, that's a good example of the sort of consultant / mentor. So a consultant is someone that gives advice. A mentor is someone who shares their own personal experience of what's worked for them. The problem with that is everyone's pathway is different. And what works for, you know, Tony Robbins or, you know, someone that's been in the industry for 30 or 40 years that makes billions of dollars might not be the same piece of advice that applies for the person that's in their job and looking to make the first step. So coaching's specific and customized. It's used primarily, like I said, with questions which allow people to explore themselves, have a greater awareness around themselves. And yeah, it's a completely bespoke arrangement where people can really get to know themselves on a deep and profound level, because we're used to thinking in the path of least resistance. So our brain thinks the way it's always thought. And it's very difficult to break that chain. And even if you're listening to other forms of information, there's parts of our brain that we learn in NLP, which delete, distort, and generalize information and will reject certain pieces of information. You won't even allow yourself to receive, acknowledge, absorb, understand, apply. And it's going in one ear and out the other. You know, how many podcasts and books have people read but done nothing with? But it's when it gets personalized and when we can really get to the root cause of what are these beliefs that you're holding on to that are holding you back, or, you know, where does this fear come from, or, you know, and get to the real cause of the problem rather than trying to think about the next strategy they can apply. Once those things are uncovered, life becomes a lot easier. And that's one of the benefits of coaching, but there's many more.
Yeah. And so someone might be listening to us and they might say, well, Lewis, that sounds great. I feel like, you know, I can do this work, but how do I engage with people and how do I get clients?
Yeah. Well, I developed a very simple methodology called the six A's. I mean, when I got started, I was 25 years old and I went to a networking meeting, seven people in the room, and I gave out my business cards and had a coffee and realized that I was never going to get clients like that. So I went and shared my story on social media, and then I started getting messages from people and they started asking me questions. And then I said, well, you know, let's go for a coffee and I'll, you know, see if I can help you. And then I helped some of those people. At the end, I started to offer some coaching programs once I realized, you know, the value that I had to offer. It was very organic. And then I developed these six A's and I'll quickly run you through them. First one is accuracy. Get crystal clear on who you help and how you help them. Less is more with this. Don't try and cast the net too wide. You need someone to say, this is the exact person to help me with the pain that I've got, get to the outcome I'm looking for, I'm in. If you just get that right, I help statement on your bio on social media, people can message you and say, how much is your coaching program? And life's very easy, very easy. The next stage is awareness. So you've got to get in front of the right type of people. So even a podcast like this or social media or all sorts of different places and groups, and you've got to have those people know you exist. You've got to have eyeballs that know you exist and how they're going to ever find the value that you've got to offer. The next stage is attraction. So once they know you exist, you need to build a relationship with them. Everyone would have heard of the know, like, and trust. You need to share valuable content, help them, tips, tricks, things that they can do to improve their life free, which allows them to start to engage and attract them from this sort of cold follower into your space, maybe into your DMs, maybe onto your email list, maybe onto your website, maybe booking a call. The next stage is authority. Try and boost your authority. You can do this simply when you get started out by having like a professional photo shoot or even a logo created or a website. And that, of course, progresses into Forbes articles and Instagram verification and being on TV and all sorts of things later on. It's a sliding scale. All of these steps apply to your first client and to your first $1 million month, you know. The last stage is approach. When you get leads, you must approach them and offer them a sales call. I hate it when I hear that people have got DMs full of conversations, but they're not offering their coaching services. Customers are just as scared of reaching out to you as you are reaching out to them.
Yeah,
they've got their own limiting beliefs and fears and doubts, and they don't know if you're going to turn around and say, how dare you message me on my personal Instagram account, or I'm fully booked, or I don't work with people like you. And they've got all sorts of stories in their head. So they could be desperate to work with you, but don't know how and won't ever knock on your door and stuff money through your letterbox. So you simply offer them the opportunity to jump on a call and talk about how you can help them. And then you sell them a coaching program whilst delivering value on that call. The way that I do it is 75% value, talk to them, understand them, try and blow their mind. And then the 25% at the end is just pitch your coaching services. The last A is automation. Try and automate that as much as you can. If you can run ads to like a webinar, for example, which is similar to you know, that sales call that I just spoke about, you know, you can reach more people in less time, and yeah, you can scale that up. So the less time you're doing, the money you're going to make ultimately. But yeah, so that quickly, that's accuracy, awareness, attraction, authority, approach. No, sorry, attraction. Sorry, accuracy, awareness, attraction, authority, approach, and automation. Those are the six A's. If you apply that and you apply them properly, you get as many clients as you need.
Yeah. And if the attraction is, let's say that someone says, and again, this thing's not going to happen overnight. I mean, this is going to be a process. That said, you know, if you're looking for an exit from corporate America and it takes you 2-3 years to build up a book of business whereby you can replace your income, that's a great, you know, that's a great plan.
Yeah, but to be honest, sometimes it can be overnight. Like if you've got the right niche and it resonates, like for example, I couldn't sleep very well. I wasn't getting good sleep. I typed in sleep coach to Instagram. I found someone, and it just, the bio resonated with me so deeply. It was like, I help high performing entrepreneurs how to get more energy, because I was fatigued, was the, you know, maximize their sleep and increase their results. And I thought, this is exactly what I want. I messaged him and I was like, how do we work together? You know, so it can sometimes, if you get it right and you get that positioning right, and the authority and the profiles there and the values on, you know, the because you can have it all on one social media platform. You know, you could have the attraction stage, which is the valuable content, the authority. And if this guy has a good bio that I resonate with, and he's got one podcast episode that shows he's like being interviewed, or he's got one press article, or he's got a website, or even a logo, and he's got one bit of content that I watch for 20 seconds, and I think that's actually pretty good. That's enough for me to say, I'll throw a couple of grand into that if you can solve my problem. You know, so sometimes it can. Sometimes it can be overnight. You know, I'm not saying you'd be a millionaire overnight, but you can definitely get a couple of clients. And that can be something that can be started and, you know, developed and reinvesting until you achieve whatever goal it is that you have in business.
Yeah. And again, where does the coaching masters fit in with this? Is it kind of helping establish those areas then? And then you have so the coaching masters is a membership program, and it looks, I'm looking on your website right now and it looks incredibly accessible. It's $75 for the year.
Yeah. So it's $9.99 a month with no contract, or $75 for the year. And it's called, we refer to it as Coach Flix. So it's hundreds of hours of content on, and it's got coaching certifications in there. And it's also got business building techniques in there, such as the six A's, but also lots of other stuff, holistic modalities, NLP. You can learn things like yoga and breathwork and Reiki. And you can just flick around there. The transparency, you know, how it works is people can stay in there, but we also have live and interactive premium courses on top. So you come and join for $9.99. You see if it's for you. You also get a coaching session with one of our strategy coaches. You join our community, which is one of the biggest things about what we do. You know, we've got 5,000 people from 81 countries around the world, all coaches, different niches that can help and support each other. And if you want to take things to the next level, we have just more premium live courses that involve workshop facilitators, where you actually get a chance to practice and get feedback and have demonstrations. And those are the things that we do, where we have the virtual reality add-ons to it as well. So yeah, there's different options for people at different levels, depending on their commitment and their budget.
I should also point out that the Coaching Masters also has a podcast, and it's called the Coaching Masters Podcast. So for a friend that's listening to our conversation right now, just do a search for the Coaching Masters Podcast and you'll find it. Hit subscribe and dig in there.
Thank you.
Lewis, when someone goes to thecoachingmasters.com, what else would you recommend?
I would just recommend, the only thing is just do the membership. Just give it a try. We've even got a 14-day money-back guarantee. I mean, you could look at all sorts of pages. You could like try and convince yourself. But at the end of the day, I'm very much about experiential learning. Try it out. See how it feels. See how it resonates with you. And, you know, you can watch testimonies. You can read testimonies. You can read our blogs. You can do all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, come and give it a try. Join the membership, see what you think. And if you don't like it, cancel it, get your money back. If you do like it, then maybe you'll join one of our live and interactive courses. Maybe you'll be thriving. And maybe, who knows, in a year's time from now, you could be living in Bali for indefinitely, like I've been for the last 3 years.
All right, Lewis Raymond Taylor, again, founder, CEO of The Coaching Masters. Your website is thecoachingmasters.com. Lewis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. If you're a listener, I'd love to shout out your business to our whole audience for free. You can do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or join our listener Facebook group. Just search for The Thoughtful Entrepreneur in Facebook. I'd love, even if you just stop by to say hi, I'd love to meet you. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful entrepreneurs. Hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes each day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.